Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 16 regarding Leticia, L-E-T-I-C-I-A, Rosado, R-O-S-A-D-L. Leticia Rosado is a 53-year-old woman who reports she injured her knees at work on 11-2018. But on that occasion, she was pushing a wood pallet on a concrete floor and her right knee hyperextended. But the pallet did not have any wheels under it. But she did not fall or strike the knee. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She accepted injections to the knee, but no surgical intervention. Period. Currently, she is self-treating by applying heat and cold pads. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Rosado alleged her right knee gave out while pushing a pallet on 11-2018. Her treatment records show she was seen at Concentra that same day. She stated her right knee gave out when she was pushing heavy wood pallets that weighed about 80 pounds earlier that day. That's what I said, Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. Evaluated her and diagnosed subluxation of the right patella, pretty placed her on crutches, an unhinged knee wrap, on medications, and referred her to physical therapy. Therapy was initiated on 11-26-18 and then continued on the dates listed above. She continues to be seen at Concentra but remains symptomatic. Accordingly, an MRI of the right knee was done on 1/15/19 to be inserted here. She was then referred for specialist consultation. New paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gray on 2/14/19. She was grossly stable to evaluation. She guarded her knee and was very uncomfortable with it. He was slightly suspicious of a tear of the meniscus, and he wanted to get an MRI to find out what they were dealing with. It had been 4 months since the injury. Put this in parentheses, it is unclear why he was not aware of the MRI done only a few weeks before. But in any event, she did submit to another MRI on 3/6/19 to be inserted here. Dr. Gray reviewed these results with her on 3/21/19. He wrote, she had ongoing knee pain but not a surgical problem. He recommended therapy and conditioning. He followed her progress through 1/13/20. By then she had undergone a third MRI on, personally reviewed an MRI showing a little degeneration of the ACL with some small cysts posteriorly, but that is basically it. There was no other lesions inside the knee. He noted another right knee MRI had been ordered on 12/5/19. Unfortunately, he thought the source of the pain was primary osteoarthritis, and there was nothing to fix surgically. But he thought it was reasonable to consider a second opinion and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. period, the paragraph. Ms. Rosado was seen on 6/15/20 by Dr. Marchetto, M-A-R-C-H-E-T-T-O. Period. He noted the MRIs of the newborn 1/15/19, 3/6/19, and 12/30/19. Period. Each one was similar in reading, describing subchondral cyst of the lateral facet of the patella with ganglion and the anterior cruciate ligament and some changes to the tibial spine. Period. He wrote a corticosteroid injection given on 12/10/18 gave her minimal improvement. Period. He personally reviewed the third MRI of the knee. It was his opinion she had patellofemoral arthrosis with some medial compartment degenerative change. The second diagnosis is discogenic symptoms of her lumbar plexus causing numbness and pain radiating down her right leg. She did undergo a lumbar MRI in 8/22/20 to be inserted here. Period. On 6/21/21, Dr. Marchetto wrote an addendum after reviewing the lumbar MRI. Period. He wrote it confirmed Ms. Rosado had an L4-5 right foraminal disc herniation causing encroachment upon the exiting of the right L4 nerve root. Period. He opined the radiating pain and numbness was caused by the L4-5 herniated disc. Period. He stated she would benefit from treatment for this disc, including physical therapy, pain management, epidural steroid injections, or surgical intervention. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, range of motion of the right knee was full with crepitus and tenderness at its endpoint, both prone and supine. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was full bilaterally, but resistant quadriceps and hamstring strength on the right elicited knee tenderness. Period. She complained of tenderness with full flexion of the right knee, which was to 115 degrees compared to the left at 120 degrees. Period. Knee maneuvers, she had a positive Apley's compression maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees, complaining of knee tenderness. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left elicited right knee pain that is not physiologic. Period. It did not elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Period. On the right, there were no low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. Period. Impressions. On 11/20/18, Leticia Rosado hyperextended her right knee while pushing a 80-pound pallet at work. Period. She was seen at Concentra the same day, when they thought she had an unspecified subluxation of the right patella. Period. She was initiated on appropriate conservative measures. Period. She remained symptomatic over the next several weeks. Period. A right knee MRI was done on 1/15/19 to be inserted here. Period. In the paragraph, she then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gray, who curiously did not recognize that this MRI was done. Period. He referred her for a second MRI of the knee on 3/6/19 to be inserted here. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. On 1/13/20, Dr. Gray concluded he had nothing left to offer her, and it was reasonable to consider a second opinion. Period. In that regard, she was seen by Dr. Marchetto. Period. He noted a third MRI of the knee that showed similar findings to the first two. Period. He also had her undergo a lumbar sacral MRI, which identified an L4-5 herniated disc. Period. He recommended further treatment for that. that does not appear to have been conducted. Period. Impressions. Scratch that. Already in impressions. Her physical exam found full range of motion of the right knee with crepitus and tenderness. Period. Now please compression maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Appears she ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Appears she could walk on her heels and toes and squat to 75 degrees with knee tenderness. Appears she had non-physiologic right knee pain with supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left. Period. New paragraph. There is no more than 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right leg. Period. It appears to this evaluator that Ms. Rosado sustained a soft tissue injury and had pre-existing degenerative abnormalities in her knee. Period. Relative to the left leg, there is 0% permanent partial disability. Period. Although your cover letter references injuries allegedly to both knees, she currently only describes injury in the right knee. Period. This corresponds to what is listed in her claim petition. Period. She was able to ambulate in knee-high boots with 2-inch heels. That obviously put extra strain on the knees. Period. End.